you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Monday, Election Eve, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. here on the Pacific Coast, a wee little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network, which streams 24/7 for you, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. Whatever platform you dive off of to receive us, we respect and appreciate the fuck out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours previewing. I don't know. We'll find something to talk about. There might be something in the news. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Welcome to our 2016 election preview.
I was doing the Sunday thing.
Oh, I love it. But it's on Tuesday.
Tuesday. John Oliver did a thing on his show over the weekend, I think it was, about why we have elections on Tuesday.
Yeah, why do we?
It's because of religion.
What do you mean?
Because they don't want it on a weekend because that's God's day.
Oh, they're gonna miss they're gonna miss getting some gold pieces.
So in other words,
in the collection plate,
fuck everybody that might have those days off.
God,
even though that might make things a lot easier for people who don't have to find daycare for kids, maybe to go vote or whatever on a day that they're usually not working or blah, blah, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's God forbid we make
it
easier for people to vote these days.
I mean, the concessions we make in the name of religion, even the shit we don't even realize. I didn't know that. I thought we voted on Tuesday because, I don't know, Monday is a particularly busy day of the week. If you work, maybe. I had no idea.
I mean, I don't know why Tuesday specifically, but I know why it's not on what you would think would be the smart day, which would be a weekend day where less people are working and more people could get out and participate in our wonderful, beautiful, fuzzy democracy that we
have. I mean, I think it's kind of archaic that we have to go somewhere. I mean, really, we should be able to vote on our fucking iPhones. There should be that technology.
Yeah, it's we don't have the technology to prevent Uncle Nipples, though, from flipping it orange.
Right.
If you're voting on your cell phones.
Well, why can't there be little voting machines, though? You know, like a vending machine. You just go up there. You log in with your ID. You do like a little, you do a DNA sample test.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. ejaculate into a cup and then vote for Hillary.
Right.
What's wrong with that?
Or don't vote for Hillary.
Yeah. No. Vote for Hillary. If you're listening to this fucking show. Otherwise, I don't want to talk to you. Fuck off. You going to vote for Trump?
Jill Stein?
Jeez. No, stupid.
Gary Johnson?
Stupid. He's stupid.
Yeah,
Aleppo.
Not the best,
you didn't know where the fuck Aleppo is.
Well, and his policies are crazy.
There are
overlaps with stuff that the liberals like, or liberals like us like, but overall, like
stupid.
His foreign policy is batshit.
Well, wait, let me read. I misspoke. He doesn't know what Aleppo is. I said he doesn't know where it is. He didn't know it was a place.
Right.
He said, what is Aleppo? It could have been yogurt.
It was a Marx brother.
Yeah. Aleppo.
Tweet us during the show, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to us live here this lovely Monday. Lovely day and a hot day in November here in SoCal. Thanks,
global
Obama.
Warming,
yeah.
Man.
Tweet us during the show if you like. One word, crab diving, crabdiving. You can also hurl us a message over at the Facebook page. warm and loving liberal community there.
Right. Didn't you say you were getting in some arguments?
Oh, I had a
Facebook page.
I had a momentary fun argument with, I think, a pseudo Brit. I'm not even convinced that it's not somebody in Vladivostok.
Oh yeah.
Who's
one of those gulags in Russia where you have a face, a fake Facebook account.
Dozens of fake Facebook accounts, and you get paid X number of rubles for every Trump post. But this guy jumped in and he got a little pissy because I said, I preempted him with, let me guess, you're not a Trump supporter. But he's like virulently anti-Hillary. Oh, yeah. I don't know how you could vote for this liar, the most corrupt criminal ever to step foot in Washington in the history of America.
Fuck off. How ridiculous.
But then he used a couple of terms and I was like, those are British.
Yes.
And then at one point later on, he got pissed. And I threw a few back at him.
Right. I threw a few British terms.
I did. I called him a shit gibbon, which is one of my personal favorites.
Hello.
Wanker.
The etymology of shit gibbon. I thought you made that up.
He said tosser.
Oh,
I was a tosser.
Very British.
And I forget, there was another one, but he, then there, I don't know, just the way he spoke, it made me think that it's fake. And then looking at his account, it's one of these accounts that has, you know, like 100 quote friends and no real personal information. It's all political. It's all anti-Hillary. Hillary is the devil. She's evil. She's the devil. So I don't know that it's not one of these Russians. But if it, at one point he said, I'm British. This is his argument. I'm British.
Yes.
Therefore, I can see things differently than you dumb or you fool or you libtard or whatever the hell he called me. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were British. Well, of course, I'll defer to your vast superior knowledge of the American political landscape. just morons. Yeah, yeah. I said, provide a citation. He said she's a criminal and that her use of a private server.
Yes.
Is a crime. And I said, no, it wasn't. And he said, you're up her arse. And you're up Clinton's arse and you don't know what you're talking about. And I said, please provide a citation.
Yes.
That
you're up anyone's ass right now.
Please provide a citation that Clinton's server, using that server, regardless of the content we're talking about, but the use of that server itself was a crime. Cricket, cricket, cricket.
Yeah, nothing.
And I said, the problem is that she may have had classified, confidential, whatever material in use on that server. That's the issue. The sheer using of it, had they found 0.0 evidence of anything tiny bit secret-y, there nothing would have come out of it. Even if Comey said it was careless use just to use it, but we didn't find anything. They found those few that are ambiguous, blah, blah, blah.
Right. That's crazy.
By
the way, shit given, I looked it up on Urban Dictionary.
Yes.
General insult. Moron. Idiot.
Right.
Donald Trump in particular. That's what it says.
Oh, that's been updated.
Yeah, yeah. And the origin is Scotland. I guess some Scottish dude made it up.
Awesome.
Shit given.
Thank you, Scotland, for shit given. Twat waffle. Another one of my favorites.
All right. Trending now, by the way, on Urban Dictionary. I didn't know they had this. Manterrupting. I imagine that's some sort of mansplaining thing. Manterrupting?
Oh, if a woman's talking and a guy interrupts her, maybe.
That is exactly it. A phrase used by feminists to try to turn the unpleasant but universal behavior of interrupting into a gender issue.
That's a little
sexist.
That's a little biased definition, maybe.
That's the Urban Dictionary. I didn't say that.
We'll get to let's get to it. Let's see what's going on this beautiful Monday. Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, if you're going to buy shit from Amazon, help us out here at the show. We don't pour any ads into your ear holes while you get every mellifluous verb and adjective from us.
By the way, you go to crabdiving.com/Amazon and buy some shit.
Go buy, if you're going to buy shit at Amazon, go through our hole at Amazon at crabdiving.com/Amazon. I don't know why finished what you had just said.
Oh, did I say it in an odd place or something?
No.
You looked at me like I...
No.
Okay.
I was discombobulated. Welcome. Here is Sarah Palin, who I think I've got some audio of. We haven't heard from.
Ooh, wonderful.
Caribou Barbie, she was called, in a while. And now here she is leading us into the pre-election news.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studio, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, November 7th, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
These are your mofo headlines.
You little son of a bitch, socialist cocksucker.
Oh, wow. Paul LePage.
Wow. I thought that was Alec Baldwin yelling at his kids. That, you can't tell the fucking difference.
You could possibly play that game, Alex Baldwin or Paul LePage game.
Yeah.
The headline over at the HuffPo, the commie pinko liberal HuffPo, is smiling Don J.
Yay.
Trump pointing, almost as if he's saying, pull my finger.
Ooh, I dare you.
Pull my tiny, if you can find it, if you can reach it. And it says, tax snake.
Oh, no.
Do we have a day before? Oh, well, this is just Donald Trump breaks the 40-year bipartisan tradition by not releasing his tax returns. Did we think it would happen the day before?
No, of course not.
So no one is surprised that Donald J. Trump did not release his tax returns. I'm under audit, which... Mm-hmm. Whenever pressed, either his toadies or himself, about providing proof that such audit exists, all we've done is heard him say, my lawyers say that I shouldn't because I'm under audit. He could be lying. And I don't think...
He's probably lying.
I don't think the IRS would divulge that.
Yes.
No, information either way. That's not... Right. It's untoward.
He just doesn't want
to
fucking release his shit. And why would he at this point? He's going to fucking lose.
Yes.
It makes me think he always knew he was going to lose. Do you think he ever really deep down in his heart had an idea that he was going to win this thing? Surely not.
Who knows? It's really hard to get into that tiny little brain. That's square microns are only filled with narcissism.
Because, you know, I feel like with some of these conservatives, like a Lindsey Graham, I'm not convinced he really believes his own shit sometimes.
Right. Yeah.
But Donald Trump, I have no fucking idea.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't.
I mean, I think we can deduce based on shit he said at his rallies that he's kind of.
I mean, the pussy grabbing thing, I think. I mean,
is he stupid?
He showed who he is there.
Yeah. Is he stupid?
I don't think he's the brightest bulb.
Yeah.
I really don't. I don't think he's that bright. I think he would be a lot richer.
If he had more brains.
If he was smarter, yeah.
In his orange skull. I think he's, which makes me think he really believes some of this bullshit. Like he's an ideologue, but I don't know.
Yeah, well, he's obviously a conspiracy theorist. He probably pulls his tiny little white pud to Alex Jones at night.
Sure, sure.
In between Hitler speech chapters.
God damn it. I've been listening to the Alex Jones show at night. And,
do you touch yourself?
No. It's nuts. I don't know how you could listen to that and not in an unironic way. Because I laugh. It's just funny.
Do you think you could ever listen to it enough where you start getting brainwashed?
No way. No.
I'm just trying to explain to people who listen to it.
Yeah. It's like watching Cops. You ever watch that show?
What was that old show that was kind of the precursor to all the chat shows where they throw chairs and shit to the, you know, your Jerry Springers
Springer?
And stuff? What was that? Morton Downey Jr.
Donahue.
Morton Downey Jr. Yeah. That guy kind of started that, yelling at the audience and people screaming at each other and taking swings at each other and shit like that.
I remember his logo for his show was just a big mouth.
Right.
Giant
yeah.
mouth with a microphone in it.
So, there you go. That's the headline over at the HuffPo is that, Donald Trump.
Yay.
In refusing to, disclose his
tax returns.
Wow.
Is breaking with tradition.
And that's like the least interesting thing about him.
But now, again, he's fucking everything. He might be fucking everything up because now somebody's going to be like, well, why should I?
Right.
Why should I?
Why should I buy into the election results?
Well, that's probably going to happen.
Why the fuck should I buy into that? Let me grab my gun and go riot. That's what we're worried about.
The headlines over at the Drudge Report. Let's put on our orange-colored glasses.
Bye.
And dumb ourselves down a little bit. Head over to the Drudge Report. There's a picture of Don.
Fuck you.
Walking.
Yes.
It looks like on a tarmac, of course. He's got a Make America Great Again red.
Oh, suck my dick.
Classy golf hat on.
Right.
And he's holding his fist up in the air.
Oh, jeez.
Election shock. Shocker. Trump outperforms Romney.
So what?
Oh, in Florida.
In Florida, he outperformed Romney.
Data obtained. This is apparently a Drudge exclusive. It leads to an actual separate page of Drudge.
Oh,
not,
wow.
Not to a different outlet. And it says Florida shock. World exclusive.
Oh, shit.
12:03 Eastern. So that's... So that's last Thursday here in our time. Data obtained by the Drudge Report shows presidential underdog Donald Trump outperforming Republican 2012 election results in Florida. Didn't he lose Florida?
Yes.
Obama won Florida.
Yeah, that's like such
so
a
So if
weird...
he gets a couple more points...
Who gives a fuck?
Whoop-de-fucking-do. Yeah.
It's the point that they're trying to spin it that at least Donald Trump was a better candidate than Mitt Romney. And so that's some... marked improvement?
I guess.
But he's not.
Mitt Romney went into Election Day down 161,000 in absentee ballots and early voting. He ended up losing the state by 74,000 votes.
Sad.
This time, in a dramatic surprise twist.
Oh, shit.
Trump is only down 32,500. But that's early in absentee. That's not...
Right.
And Republicans tend to outvote Democrats on Election Day in Florida. And I don't necessarily think that's accurate because
we should all just say it that way from now on,
because every other most of the reputable outlets are reporting crazy turnouts in Latino areas.
Yeah. Long lines.
And they ain't voting Trump.
Right. You don't think so?
They ain't voting Trump. Even today
oh
I saw
my God.
They went into the Cuban community, and the Cuban community has traditionally voted kind of Republican.
Right.
Because they're very anti-Cuba and pro the embargo. But I think the Cuban people have finally learned that the embargo isn't going to get rid of Castro.
right.
And they're the people they interviewed traditionally voted Republican are now voting Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he broke the law spending that money in Cuba, right?
Well, that too, yeah. And they found that out about him.
It was a lot of money.
He made money dealing with Castro.
He wanted to get in. He wanted to hit the ground running, right?
When it was not legal. So, what did he care about the embargo? Because he's a rich white fucker. What does he care about embargo? He can get around it, he thinks.
Didn't he kind of admit it, too? Didn't he admit to that?
I thought they had papers or something.
In an interview, he actually said, well, it's no big deal. We just went over there and had some.
Oh, right, right.
We just did an exploratory thing. Had
we didn't
some lunches.
Do business with them. We went there and met with them.
Then he spent like $100,000. That's what came out. He spent like $100,000 over there on dinners, hotels, bullshit.
And that's doing business. He's saying because we didn't end up
somewhere
with a signed contract, it's legal.
What the fuck does he think the point of an embargo is? He's going to go over there and spend money. That's what you don't want.
It's all baffling. The latest polls are actually for the Democrats a little bit better after the downswing. Well, you know, the big news.
Yes.
I'm assuming if you're paying any attention whatsoever is that the hurt Hillary's campaign last 2 weeks, that letter that James Comey sent to Congress, that we're going to take a look at these emails, these extra emails we found, of course, on the right was blown up into,
right,
she confessed. she confessed to full out treason.
Sure.
Why isn't she not swinging?
Right.
Yesterday, finally, after a lot of pressure from everyone, both sides even were like, well, that's kind of a vague kind of a vague letter. What are you doing here? Yesterday, he came out and followed up with a letter that said, well, we looked through them all and we're nothing to see. We're, wow. We have not changed our assessment. They found out that most of them were either personal, like we'll pick you up at 3:30. You're having lunch with this person. Here's, you know, at this restaurant, that yes. kind of shit. Duplicates of stuff they already saw. And the small number of shit that they haven't already seen that was relevant was nothing. There was nothing there. So they said, we're not changing our assessment.
Right. So why did they wait till Sunday to release that info?
Well, that's a question also.
That's bullshit, because that's a slow news day, right?
The dummies, some of the real hardcore dummies are still out there saying, there's no way they could look at 600 and some thousand. There's only 627,000 seconds since they got their subpoena. Right. They'd have to look at one email per second.
Oh, my God.
But what they did was they used computers to look yes. at the headers and the identifying codes in the emails, and that's how they were able to sort them and say, here's 500,000 that we already saw.
Jeez.
Whatever.
Well, way back when, right after 9/11, didn't Congress and the Senate, weren't they able to go through that Patriot Act? It was just so many pages yeah. so quickly and come to a logical conclusion on that.
Exactly. And Snowden even tweeted out in response to one of the idiots. I think it was that creepy General Flynn, that lunatic yeah. that
knows more about ISIS than anybody else.
Yeah, that crazy warmonger that is probably, I don't know what the orange dude would make him, Secretary of Defense maybe sure. or something
no,
like that.
No, Newt Gingrich is going to be Secretary of Defense.
No, Newt Gingrich is Secretary of State. yeah,
either one.
Go to crabdiving.com or go to Crab Diving on Facebook. I mean, there's a story where
could you imagine that?
Some of the names of possibilities that Newt are being Gingrich? Knocked around, yeah, for the cabinet.
How do you even have that guy over for dinner? You know what I mean? He's the face of your country.
Right.
In foreign policy.
Oh God.
You gotta be You gotta be fucking kidding me.
And he's been an orange butt kisser this whole time, yes. so he's going to get something.
But he must know they're going to lose. He can't be that stupid.
Yeah, well, no. He's selling books? Are you kidding?
Right.
Newt loves this. They're talking about him again. He's going to sell some more videos and some more of his stupid, shitty books.
What the fuck video is he selling?
He sells videos.
Like Jazzercise?
DVDs and shit. Well, sure, it's Zumba with, Zumba with Newt.
That's funny. Leotard.
Yeah, no, I'm looking up Newt Gingrich videos.
That's just weird. Like, who the fuck would watch that?
But Giuliani yes. for Attorney General of the United
oh
States
my God,
of America.
Shut up. How stupid.
Get those burkas ready, ladies. And black people, you might
Sorry.
As well bail. Yeah.
Everybody's getting frisked. Everybody's getting stopped.
Walk around with your hands up. Maybe.
Well, not everybody. Just the people that aren't white.
Yeah, totally. So Newt Gingrich Productions.
Oh my God. Shut up. Are you kidding me?
GingrichProductions.com.
Does he have a claymation studio like Glenn Beck?
Let's see what we've got here. Gingrich Productions right here. Well, it's just a lot of videos of Newt on TV.
God, on different interviews?
But it's nothing he's selling here. Oh, here we go. Shop.
Good God.
Shop Gingrich Productions.
Okay.
New products. Hail to the Chief. Autographed by Calista Gingrich.
Who is that?
His wife.
Which one?
His current wife.
Okay.
I don't think the past ones. I don't think there's a good relationship there.
Do you think if you got Newt, just real quick, you were like,
Didn't
hey,
one
Newt.
Of them have the cancer and he Newt, left? Newt. He cheated on her while she was in the hospital?
Name your current wife. If you did that, I guarantee you, 9 out of 10 times, he'll get it right, but he'll fuck it up once.
You just got to hesitate.
Oh, yes.
For $15.99, you can get an autographed copy of Hail to the Chief. It is a children's book.
Oh, God.
Ellis the Elephant is back, and he's headed to the White House. In Hail to the Chief, the sixth in six.
Six! Oh, my God.
In Calista Gingrich's New York Times best-selling series, Ellis meets some of America's greatest presidents and not the black one. Some of America's greatest presidents
not
and
the
discovers
black one.
How they have led our country through American history.
Oh, yes. Are you kidding me?
In preceding books, including Sweet Land of Liberty, Land of the Pilgrim's Pride, Yankee Doodle Dandy, From Sea to Shining Sea, and Christmas in America.
Blech.
Ellis, don't forget he's an elephant.
Good God.
Learns about the pivotal moments that have shaped our nation.
Pivotal. Who the fuck is reading these to their kids?
Like when we kicked out all those godless Indians and took their land in the name of Christians.
Right. Oh, my God.
Now, in Hail to the Chief, this adorable pachyderm explores the fascinating lives of those who have held the nation's highest office.
God.
What a fraud.
Jeez.
Authored by Calista Gingrich, illustrated by Susan Arciero.
Right.
There you go.
He's Speaker of the House. He was. Wasn't he the speaker, right?
Sure.
He's the only, I'm trying to think of any other Republicans that were Speaker of the House. Do they have any children's books? Oh, no, not Denny, right?
Well, Hastert had different kind of children's literature, I would bet. Newt Gingrich has a book out.
Oh, yes.
His most recent novel.
Oh, a novel. Is this fiction?
And for $29.99
Shut up.
At Gingrich Productions, you can buy an autographed.
Oh, geez.
Copy of Treason, it's called.
Oh, boy.
Leading politician, best-selling author, Newt Gingrich, and novelist Pete Early are back. Oh, so he's got a co-author, which means he probably came up with a story. And a real writer came in and wrote it, and the guy's like, the only way I'm going to make money is if we put Newt fucking Gingrich's name on this, because New York Times bestseller.
And I guarantee you, this poor motherfucker has got to take notes from Newt. Could you imagine? Newt notes. You're sitting there, Sunday afternoon, Newt gives you notes on your writing.
Oh, my
fucking God.
They're back with the gripping sequel to Duplicity.
Ooh, gripping.
Duplicity.
That's a movie with Michael Keaton in the '80s or the '90s.
I don't believe this is the same.
Not the same one.
Islamic terrorism is growing on American soil
in a world.
And in Newt Gingrich's new novel, Treason, an attempted assassination at the highest level points to treason at the highest corridors of power.
God, why does he use the word highest twice? Why
and treason,
different word. Yeah.
The name of the thing is treason, and you use the word treason in the sentence. It's not great.
Why would you do that?
I wonder if they wrote this. Well, of course, this is his website. Of course they wrote this.
He's no Ken Follett.
God. Captain Brooke Grant. Sergeant Walks Many Miles. He's got a Native American sergeant named Walks Many Miles in his novel.
That's not true. Oh, my God. That is so fucking racist. Is that racist?
And Representative Thomas, the chairman, Stanton, have been hunting down Islamic terrorist mastermind, the Falcon.
The Falcon. Oh, my God.
And he has now marked them for death. His terrorists in place in America.
Are
training to execute his revenge, and they're happy to die for their cause.
Oh, my God.
Treason will leave readers on the edge of their seats as the Falcon continues to terrorize the U.S.
Jesus. What's the name of the lead? Grant? What is it? It's a stupid name.
Captain Brooke Grant. I wonder if that's a person with inside parts.
Brooke Grant. Fuck no.
You don't think it's a woman?
I will bet you $5 billion he did not write a female lead. Do you want Newt?
But I'm thinking he would just write a male lead and then just change the name and say, look how inclusive.
Maybe. I don't know. Who do you think he's writing for? Who in the fuck do
it's
you
a woman.
Think? No. What?
I think it's a woman character. Hold on. We're doing some research here. We've got interns.
Brooke. I can't believe that. Well, I would think.
You know, in the 1940s, there were real Soviet agents in the American government. So I asked the question, what would happen if ISIS had agents inside our government today? This could be a
Listen to that music. So he's using some typical right-wing wet-your-pants jerk-off material.
Yes.
What can we use to scare the morons? And he's saying, so I had the idea. What if ISIS has already infiltrated us? And I paid some stupid fool to write the book.
My God. I mean, he really is playing to the loons that you know, who the fuck? Where does he have a fan club or something? Or and there's do people follow him?
The front cover, Newt Gingrich. Tiny little printing.
Yes.
And Pete Early.
Oh, yes. Die, Pete. Yeah.
Treason. A novel.
Today, this could be a very real threat. And my new novel, Treason, shows you what could happen in tomorrow's news.
How there you go. How disgusting. It's so stupid. Treason.
Captain Brooke Grant will not rest until she completes her vendetta and either captures or kills Abdul Hafiz and the Falcon.
I can't imagine. I'm so fascinated to see what kind of female character Newt Gingrich writes.
So I think you can probably buy an unautographed version of Newt Gingrich Treason. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble taste. Doesn't cost you anything. Helps us out here because we don't hit you with advertisements.
crabdiving.com/Amazon.
We got bills, baby.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. That's the what's going on, the headlines.
Who the fuck reads Newt Gingrich? I'm just trying to think, like, who? I mean, like, if you're going to the bookstore, you want to pick up a, like, you've got a flight, pick up a cool spy novel.
Ken Follett.
Yeah. There's so many people I'd rather read.
Michael Crichton.
That are great.
Right. How about something fun? No, I'm going to pick up the latest Newt Gingrich joint.
I just want to take somebody aside and say, hey, is there a Henry Miller book you hadn't read yet?
For $25.99, you can buy an LSD elephant plush toy.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Shut up. Jesus
Christ. Looking at it. LSD elephant plush toy.
Is it named after like Ellis Island or something? Is it trying to say the
Republicans? I'll bet.
Like,
yeah.
Friendly to immigration.
DVDs that you can purchase over at Newt Gingrich Productions.
Oh my God.
Divine Mercy, the canonization of John Paul II.
Who fucking cares?
A City Upon a Hill.
Oh yes.
Hosted and produced by Newt and Callista Gingrich.
Oh, fuck you. I'm going to listen to him and his wife talk about what? A City on a Hill?
Exceptionalism for Americans is the belief that the United States is, in some way, more open, more vigorous, more optimistic than other nations are.
During his travels in 1831... French writer Alexis de Tocqueville observed that America was an exceptional nation with a special role to play in human history.
He saw in the United States...
No, he didn't observe. De Tocqueville didn't observe that America was a special nation reserved for...
Yes.
He believed that the giant cock of Americanism
Yummy.
Should smite the rest of the world
right.
and American greatness shall take over,
How
whether
nice.
We want them to or not.
How fucking nice.
It's very Dick Cheneyan
right.
kind of manifest destiny
Good
bullshit.
God.
States, a culture arising out.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah. But this is,
I like
there's
the
a little, if you're going to order, you could probably order that at Amazon too. A City Upon a Hill. Hosted
Jesus
by
Christ.
Newt and Callista.
What does she do, his wife, during the thing? The program, I wonder.
She is doing an interpretive dance in the background.
She really?
Yeah.
I love it.
There you go. You can order some Newt Gingrich
yeah.
shit.
Get a plush toy.
Which is all he's doing. And when he's out on all these stupid shows right now, when he's licking Trump bunghole.
Yummy.
In between,
right.
he's holding up Treason, the book.
Good God. And he's selling stuffed animals.
Yeah.
Elephant. The fucking elephant.
Ellis the fucking elephant.
But he's going to be Secretary of State.
I know.
He's going to be the only Secretary of State that they do appearances and he travels with merch. He's going to set up a table of merch after he speaks. You can buy a Newt Gingrich fucking stuffed animal.
We got a...
God.
I think this might have been twatted at us or Facebooked at us. Hey, thanks for participating, everybody. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tweeting us stories and stuff like that. We enjoy that.
Yay.
This one was sent to us somehow over the internet, and it's a satirical website, but nonetheless funny as fuck. Headline, psychiatric hospitals filling up with time travelers sent back to kill Donald Trump. Psychiatric facilities across the United States are at breaking point after the number of people claiming to be sent from the future to stop Donald Trump.
Oh my God.
Has reached epic proportions.
Oh shit!
I just thought that was a funny headline.
That's hilarious.
Over at, we'll give them a plug. What is it?
Newsthump.com.
Newsthump.com.
Okay. Very cool.
What else is going on? I've got a story about, I just felt my desk vibrate. My phone did something. I've got something here as we prepare. Well, we can take a look at the polls. The latest polling, by the way, poll fight going on.
Oh, shit.
Pollster fight.
Sword fight.
Nate Silver.
Oh, man.
Swinging the F word on Twitter.
Right.
About the HuffPo. We've been talking about the HuffPo, how it's like up in the 90s, 98% chance or something of Hillary Clinton.
And Nate's lower, right?
And thinking that might be a little on the skewed side.
Yes.
Well, one of the HuffPosters over there tweeted some shade over Nate Silver's way.
Are they throwing math shade at each other?
Yeah, kind of accusing Nate Silver of being skewed, and Nate Silver just unloaded on Twitter. And at one point, they fought back and forth. Nate Silver called him a fucking idiot or something like that.
That's funny.
And defended all of their maths over there.
Don't piss off a nerd, man.
And Nate Silver ultimately tweeted, you know, if you believe any model that says Hillary Clinton has a 98% chance to win tomorrow, you're nuts or whatever.
Why? Because that's too low or that's too high?
He said that doesn't take reality into the factors. But then the HuffPo people say that Nate Silver is skewing polls and results in different ways. So it's you know, battling algorithms, basically. Right.
I mean, what's going to happen is, this is what I believe, it's going to be over very early. And the news, and like CNN, Fox, and MSNBC, they're going to call it for Trump. For Hillary, early in the evening, don't you think?
Yeah, they got to wait until a certain time, right? Until all the polls close before they start calling things.
No, don't they call states if there's a...
I thought they've been trying to not do that now.
Yeah.
Like, they told them, wait until the polls close.
Right.
Right now at the 538 blog, updated 41 minutes ago, it's actually gone up for Hillary. 69.5% chance. It was down in the 62s a little earlier.
69.
Still pretty creepy. But 69.5% chance, 30% chance for Donald J.
No.
To pull off the victory. But then when you look at the maths, it's
it ain't happening.
It ain't looking that great. In the past couple of days, the trends are great for her, not good for him.
Yeah. He's just, you know what it is? He's a pedophile. He's a creep. He's a fucking asshole rapist that makes fun of people with disabilities.
HuffPo, meanwhile, still has her.
Nobody likes him.
HuffPo still has Clinton at 98% chance to win.
Jesus Christ. I mean, if you just describe Donald Trump, normal people wouldn't even be acquaintances with this guy.
Right. Yeah.
I don't think
he has friends, though. What do you think about it?
What does he do all day? Sitting alone in a room?
Well, he orders people around. I think he's got sycophants. I don't know. It doesn't sound like he's got like peeps that he hangs with.
Like if you had to ask Donald Trump's assistant, what do you like best about your boss?
Ooh.
God, I wonder what they'd say.
I don't know. Remember that... butler of his.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Racist butler.
Oh, yeah. He loved Trump.
Yeah, right.
Who he's works, a racist.
Now he's a historian or something at Mar-a-Lago. I think Trump just threw him a bone, gave him a job, invented a bullshit job for the old dude because he served him well, which I respect. Fine.
Yes.
Give the guy a job. That's great. But then we find out that when they interviewed him, right? He hates Mexicans. He hates immigrants. And he's this butler from Batman looking type guy.
Right.
And then he starts spewing all the hatred.
How many times this weekend do you think somebody's hanging out at a bar in the South somewhere and they say, listen, I am not a racist, but I am going to vote for Donald
Trump.
I'm going to vote for Donald Trump. How do you explain that?
They don't think he's a racist because they're racist. They're really racist, but they don't think they are. Ringing in.
Hello.
On the election, it's very important that everyone get out to vote tomorrow and trying to light a fire under the ancient, saggy, liver-spotted old white asses of the evangelicals is one of their leaders, Brian Fisher.
We haven't heard from him in a while.
From the American Family Association.
How exciting.
Broadcasting. God, I'm looking at the video. I don't know if he's in his studio or where he is, because he's wearing like a vest that one would wear outdoors.
Is he holding up an I'm with her placard?
Yeah, right. Here is Brian Fisher talking about the election.
You could look at this from the standpoint as this is a vote about God. Let's just cut right to the chase. Let's make it simple.
This is a vote about God. Has he looked at that orange person that's leading the ticket right now? This is what whores they are. They don't, and hypocrites, they don't care about the deeds of their leaders. They just care that they're going to be in power.
Oh, my God.
Even if the leader that's going to put them, they think, in power is a pussy-grabbing, business-cheating, draft-dodging, woman-berating, tiny-handed little...
Yeah, they don't care. But don't they want the government to work while they're waiting on the rapture and for Jesus to come back and to... Say you're waiting on Jesus to come back to smite heathens like myself and have vile experience.
Sure.
Don't you want the country to sort of operate until that happens? I mean, don't you need to go to the grocery store? Don't you need the lights to come on and shit like that?
Or if you're pre-sucked into heaven rapture or post-sucked into heaven rapture,
right? Well,
no, rapture,
before
right?
any of that shit happens, you still need the country to operate.
Oh, well, yeah. But not for all those brown people.
Right. Oh, that's true. Good point.
Here we go, Brian.
Right to the chase. Let's make it simple. This is a vote on Tuesday about God. Which of these candidates, which of the parties that these candidates represent have the greatest sensitivity, regard, respect?
Okay, well, let's see. Your Jesus was like turning the other cheek, helping the poor, loving your fellow man no matter kind of what station they are in life.
How is that like Donald Trump? Do you remember when Jesus made fun of the guy with a disability?
Yeah, I'm trying to, well, I'm just doing what Brian Fisher's telling us to do. I'm doing the cipher in here.
Right.
Regard, respect, reverence for the things of God. So this is a vote about God and which of these candidates and which of these parties is most likely to pursue.
Why don't they just get rid of the whole Christian moniker?
Oh,
because
my God.
There's nothing Christian about these people. They're
absolutely.
They're Old Testament cultists.
That's it.
And they claim Jesus and everything, but Jesus was a fucking hippie all about love. That's why they nailed him up.
At what point are they going to stop trying to use religion to justify their fucking hate and their racism, their bigotry? Yeah.
Policies that show some
kind. The people that nailed Jesus up are this guy.
Oh, yeah.
Traditional values. Look at who is this coming in telling us
point,
we got to love our neighbor and give away our money to the poor and touch the... Go anywhere near those lepers. Yeah. Ooh.
Don't you think if Jesus came back, people like Brian Fisher and Pat Robertson and, Jim Baker, you're right, they'd be more likely to nail his ass to a cross
Absolutely,
again.
Right.
They would be like, oh, hey, Jesus. Right. They wouldn't recognize him.
Pat Robertson, I think you should give all your billions away to the poor.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to...
Heresy.
I'm going to put some nails through your ass. Fuck you.
Policies that show some kind of deference to God and God's standards and God's will.
Fuck you.
Now, the public is making a very...
Old Testament. Again, Old Testament.
Why does he talk so fucking slowly?
Well, there's a lot of hearing aids
in
the audience.
That's true, isn't it? All his fans are stupid.
Now, the public is making it very clear. They don't think the Democrats stand for anything. If you have no religious affiliation... You're not concerned about the things of God in any way, shape, or form. The Democratic Party is where you belong. That's what these polls...
Oh, fuck you.
The Democrats want poor people to be able to eat. The Democrats want poor people to have roofs over their heads, have water that doesn't have lead in it. Maybe some Indians can keep their sacred lands without having evil corporation
dickwads
sending their shit over their lands just for profit.
Oh my
that
God.
Ain't going to help anybody but those big fucking evil corporate dickwads.
I saw all these pictures this weekend from North Dakota, these people getting the mace washed out from their eyes.
Milk, yeah.
Oh, God, it's so fucking horrible.
Yeah, God bless America.
Use milk for that. Is that what they're using?
Yeah.
Oh my
Pour
God.
Milk in your face. It
doesn't
it
matter if
with
it's
the pepper
a
spray and the
whole or 2% skim. I imagine it doesn't matter.
Goat.
The Democratic Party is where you belong. That's what these poll numbers are saying. That's the way you interpret these poll numbers. You're looking for an anti-God or a non-God party, then the public is saying the Democratic Party is the party you want. I'm not.
Well, yeah, if we don't want
you.
Your Old Testament culty God
no.
shoved into our holes.
No, thanks.
That's right. We don't want that.
We, God damn it. We fucking agree with this dickhead. So just for a second.
But he's spinning it in a different way.
Yes.
He thinks it's a bad thing.
Fuck you.
To not be force people to worship his God.
God damn it.
He thinks it's a bad thing that we can't force people in this country to worship his God.
It's insufferable. I mean,
the Democratic Party is the party you want. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that people that are anti-God, don't believe in God, don't want to have anything to do with God, they are flocking to the Democratic Party. Whereas evangelicals, who have the strongest faith system, probably in the religious spectrum, in God,
ooh,
in the scriptures, in the person of Christ, in Christianity.
What are you saying?
I'm as a former Christian, I'm removing.
Yes.
I'm a Catholic. We're
you guys.
Yeah, we have special magic.
You're drunk.
I'm removing his ability to use the term Christian for himself.
Jeez, how cruel!
There we go.
How could you do that?
Because they're not. They're Old Testament cultists.
Their faith, they have the strongest faith in the history of fucking Jesus or whatever.
An Old Testament cult.
Yes.
These American Christians, in quotes, which I'm not going to call them anymore. These American Old Testament cultists.
Oh, I love them.
Are nothing to do with anything that Jesus guy taught if you read actually that fucking book
but
that you're waving in all of our faces.
But wait a second. Let's say you have a friend that's gay. Are you telling me that Jesus wants me to not throw rocks at him? Or do I throw rocks at him?
No.
Which
is
it?
He would prefer you not.
Okay.
I think.
Kate, write that down.
I think Jesus would sit and have a beer.
Oh, absolutely.
Jesus would go to a gay bar with your friend.
Right. I tell you what Jesus wouldn't do. Put up with any of these Trumpalos for two seconds. Fuck no.
No, he'd be flipping over tables in Trump Tower.
Absolutely.
And the religious spectrum, in God.
He wouldn't have time. He'd be at the gun shows helping the Second Amendment. He'd be smiting motherfuckers.
The strongest faith system, probably in the religious spectrum, in God, in the scriptures, in the person of Christ, in Christianity, they are gathering instead behind and around Donald Trump. So, you know, that can make this election actually quite simple. It's an election about God.
Oh, yes.
So here's this false narrative again.
It's dumb.
The silent majority of 100 billion somehow quiet Christians under the ground are going to ooze out and save America because all these evangelicals are going to get out and vote.
Yeah.
And none of them are going to vote for the one with the axe.
The little orange.
Yeah.
Ace. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, where are they going to materialize from? Is he going to fall out of the sky? Like that chick from Rodman's ceiling?
Well, somehow they didn't. Somehow they didn't in 2012.
Oh, yeah.
For Uncle Mittens. So I don't know how. I don't know where they think it's going to end. And evangelical ismosity-itudinous is plummeting. Thank the flying spaghetti monster.
Oh,
because
how sad.
People like Brian Fisher. People aren't as that stupid anymore.
Well, it's a hate group that he's associated with, right?
Oh,
the
is.
American Family Network
Association.
Association. Jesus Christ. How stupid. No pun intended.
Yeah, he absolutely. They've been designated as a hate group. And he lost his role as one of the grand poobahs.
Oh, that's right.
As the official spokesperson. Because he said something anti-Jew, wasn't it? But wasn't they still, it anti-Semitic?
Right, but don't they still fund and support his stupid fucking show that we just played
sure,
a clip
he's
from?
Still on their radio. I mean, he's got all those ratings. They don't want to lose that shit, man.
God, who in the fuck is listening to this guy?
He's their juggernaut.
He does that show every day, doesn't he?
He's their drive time juggernaut.
My God. Listen.
Hey, everybody.
If you're listening to this show and you listen to Brian Fisher, stop listening to Brian Fisher and catch the crabs.
So we talked about these emails, this email thing where it was a thing and then it wasn't a thing. Then it was a thing again. Now it's not a thing again.
Oh, okay.
Apparently.
God.
On the right, the wide spectrum of,
you know,
we loved Comey. We hate Comey. We love Comey. Right. String him up is happening. Confused Comey was the headline over at the Drudge Report when the news broke yesterday.
It's like if you have a stupid fucking voter base, anything that happens plays into whatever narrative you spin.
Right.
It doesn't fucking matter.
And no nuanced thought.
No. Oh, yeah. You have to be dumb as fuck.
To toot our own horns here.
Yes.
When this shit came out, it was a lot of the liberal media was screaming for Comey's head. He's obviously in Trump's camp.
Right.
He wants Trump. But we said here, not so sure. I don't know. Who knows? He may just be trying to cover the FBI ass and it was poor timing and et cetera. Now we know that there were assholes within his own cancer-filled organization that were going to break the news anyway. He kind of felt he had to get ahead of it. He was in a fucked up place.
Right.
Now, I do want to know why it took him after that email, after he sent that
so
letter.
Long?
Then they got the subpoena. Why did it take? Yeah, I just wonder if they could have maybe done it a little bit
Who does he
faster.
Report to?
But nonetheless.
Does he report directly to Obama? Comey?
But it's nuanced thought is my point. No, I don't know who. I don't know who he, Justice Department, maybe?
I have no idea.
I actually don't know. But there's just all kinds of crazy theories on the right now of why this is happening. And I don't remember. This guy's always been a spectacular giant asshole.
Yes.
I mean a megalith of a giant festering pucker.
Ooh.
And even before he lost his hearing. But I don't remember him being Alex Jonesian kind of conspiracy theory level batshit. Do you know what I mean? Like he was always anti anything Obama.
He's an asshole.
Whatever.
Yeah,
right. I don't remember him being really birthery. Like I remember him kind of flirting with the birtherism, but never really going full birther.
Well, don't you think he had some image of himself? Like, hey, I'm mainstream.
I guess. Yeah.
I just skew to the right.
So
Rush Limbaugh, we're talking about Rush Limbaugh. Excellence in broadcasting.
I mean, he just never. I don't really think he gave a shit about the conspiracy theories.
Right. Well, now he was responding to the news that the email investigation in the first place was the reason that letter was sent by Comey to Congress.
Okay.
Is this.
From Media Eye.
The cynical view of the FBI reopening the case into Hillary Clinton emails goes this way.
Cynical. This isn't
Jesus
cynical.
Christ.
This is batshit.
Comey is just doing this to take everybody's attention off of the WikiLeaks email dump.
What?
It was a false flag, Ryan.
This whole thing?
WikiLeaks. There, Comey knew that nothing would come of the. Nothing would come of this email. So, in order to distract all the dummies of the nation from the WikiLeaks, the daily truth dribbling out of Russia's left nipple.
Oh yes, lactation.
That
how the fuck
this
would
is a false flag?
How would anyone orchestrate that? How would it happen?
He's going to make everybody think for the next 3 or 4 days that there's really something to be forthcoming here. I mean, opening the investigation, reopening it is a big deal. He knows that somebody, everybody's going to say, wow, there must be something brand new to.
So he's taking it to the level of there's that they knew what was going on. So this is a week ago. He's saying they knew what was going on and they're just distracting from the bombs in WikiLeaks.
Oh, my God.
When this stupid email revelation hurt Clinton's campaign and may have fucked us out of the Senate.
That's so, oh, God, that's horrible.
Unless the numbers can turn around the next day or two, it really, there was, the momentum was on her side. And then the last 2 weeks we've been talking emails, even though the sane people knew there was nothing there.
And they waited till Sunday to make the announcement, the Sunday exactly. Before the election. Why the fuck didn't they wait till after the election, I wonder? Why didn't Comey just wait?
So there you go, Rush Limbaugh.
He must have been shamed into saying something.
I think these loonies on the right are so desperate.
God damn it.
That they're starting to, even some of the more mainstream ones have gone Alex Jones.
But don't you think what's going to happen?
Gone Alex Jones.
Absolutely. Don't you think that they all know Hillary's going to win, and so now this is their chance to start digging in and finding ways to delegitimize her presidency?
Oh, yeah.
This is just one of the many things I'll say. She's a crook, blah, blah, blah.
Meanwhile, Trump supporters they've been talking to in various parts of our beloved country here.
Yes.
Are not very happy.
No.
With what happened. I think it's disgraceful. I think he's essentially destroyed the reputation of the FBI.
No.
Says this person. Somehow, she is not in prison. She's not going to be indicted. That tells me, as far as Hillary Clinton is concerned, there's one law for her and one law for the rest of us.
Doesn't matter. That is so, it's so fucking frustrating when you argue with somebody who can't accept, like, it's like arguing somebody who can't accept gravity.
Right,
or like
right,
the
right.
Sky is blue, or just like we live on Earth. The sky isn't blue, it's azure.
Mike, a courier from Fairfax, Virginia.
Fuck you, Mike.
Said, I'm thinking somebody threatened him or something because he seemed to have backed out in the end there.
Oh, sure, why not?
There have been a lot of people killed over the Clintons over the years.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Right.
Welcome to Memeville.
Voting. That person is going to vote.
Who
sincerely believes that there is a lot of people killed around the Clintons over the years.
God.
James Flanagan, a former worker for a traveling carnival.
Oh, okay. Oh, geez. So, you know, I don't mean to be a dick, but a carny.
Suggesting that Comey was somehow bought off.
Oh, okay. Is this a guy that...
Quote, I think she gives everyone her money.
Oh, yes. Let me guess your weight.
There's a payoff involved.
A payoff? These fucking GOP motherfuckers. Trump's campaign manager, former campaign manager, got a bag of cash from Russia. $12 million bucks, right? Payoffs.
Allegedly.
So frustrating.
One woman in the crowd... named Krista said she felt sorry for Comey.
Oh, shit.
She works for the Department of Justice. Oh, okay. She's at a Trump rally. Ugh. And like many Trump supporters, she feels the system she's part of is rigged against him.
Right. Of course.
I think Comey is honestly a political stooge. Ooh. I think he sways whatever Obama tells him to do.
Oh, my God.
It's really disappointing. I think the whole system is so rigged and corrupt. Trump is the most refreshing politician I've ever seen.
It's Hillary derangement syndrome. That's
I just
all
want
this
him
is.
To win. They're all corrupt.
This person must be so racist. I mean, there must be just so much racism. That's what it's got to be. It sexism. Who knows?
Virginia.
Bye.
From Virginia.
Oh, God damn it.
Who's 69 years old, said she believes pressure was put on Comey the whole way.
Oh, yes. Virginia from Virginia. Good point.
She's still holding out hope that they're going to get her over Clinton Foundation.
Oh, yes.
He's only said they won't do anything about her emails. They haven't said that about the foundation, she said.
Now, does Virginia from Virginia realize that the Clinton Foundation, they do shit like AIDS stuff and different kinds of charities. They feed people, water, that kind of thing.
In theory.
And the Trump Foundation? I don't know what they do. What do they do?
They bought Tebow's helmet.
Right. To do what? Just to put in Donald Trump's
Sure. So Donald Trump can point to it and
bathroom.
Say, look, I bought Tim Tebow's Florida helmet.
There's a big giant picture of himself, too, they bought.
Couple. Right? Didn't they find out there's two of them?
That are like, 6 feet tall or huge?
So well, you gotta be able to see them.
It doesn't matter.
So there you go. The angry Trumpalos and Trumpansies are reacting in the ways we'd expect.
Oh, absolutely.
To the news. That the Clinton emails, maybe there's really nothing there. Some in utter denial, and others, Comey's been bought. They're going to kill him, et cetera, et cetera.
God damn it.
There's not a remote chance in their tiny little brains that maybe there's no crime there.
What if they, I'm just trying to figure out, like, had the Republicans not had Clinton as a target, how would they have done? Like, what if Trump was running against Biden?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, would it be more of a landslide?
He would destroy it, I would hope.
Yeah. Biden would destroy Trump.
Yeah, utterly.
God, it's so frustrating because this email thing is it's bullshit. It's a non-story. I mean, if there were any truth to this email thing and there was anything criminal behind it, don't you think Bernie would have brought it out in the fucking primary?
Or she would really be facing charges.
Right. There would be something happening, but it's been investigated.
Right. And Comey even said, find me an example of something that she did that has where they've been thrown in jail. And they're like, what about that one general? No, he showed his emails to the chick he was fucking.
Right.
He actually provided classified material intentionally.
This is Petraeus?
To the woman, that he was porking.
Oh, my God.
And Hillary, at worst, inadvertently may have forwarded or shared an email that at one time may have contained. They can't even find specific.
Right.
They those ones that they found that they thought were classified.
Yeah,
later on, they found they weren't.
They weren't. They fucked up.
Right. So when these idiots are saying, they found classified material all over her.
There's no smoking gun.
Dribbling out of all of her holes.
Is that what she has instead of blood?
Right.
She lives on classified
materials. That's why
materials.
You need to bleach that shit.
Oh, jeez. It's also fucking stupid.
It's so fucking stupid.
Fucking dumb.
And it's not going to go away tomorrow. I mean.
No, not at all.
It's going to be really interesting tomorrow. Batten the hatches, people.
Right.
Go out and vote. Make sure you don't get intimidated if you're a brown person in a brown area.
I'm looking forward to Trump's concession speech.
You may do that for quite a while.
Keep holding my breath. You know, I didn't read it. I wish I had. I saw some article that was advising you what to do if you're confronted by a poll watcher.
Oh, yeah, there's a few. Yeah, there's...
What's the deal? Like, what do you do with that? With a crazy person that says maybe you're voting twice or you're voting illegally? Tase them?
Well, that judge issued a restraining order against Trump and Roger Stone.
Right.
And his group that he said he was forming.
Dandies.
To go out and watch people. And today, actually, there's a story that Roger Stone's website, StopTheSteal.org, which is this one they were using it to help us prevent the theft of the 2016 presidential election.
Is it basically fundraising?
No, they were looking for volunteers.
Oh, my God.
Remember, he was trying to get people to go watch the black people. Well, now, after the judge issued his restraining order and stuff. And plus, the Republican Party is worried because they're still under that, like, 30-fucking-year order from fucking up in the 80s, where they sent people dressed as cops.
Oh, my God.
Or real off-duty cops to harass people. It was so blatant in the 80s that they were hit with that consent decree.
What fucking country is this?
Still in effect. And if they're even looking forward to it expiring, the fact that we have to take an extra look at them because they did bullshit.
This isn't helping.
Well, that's it. And so I think this is why now today on the website,
right,
there's a warning to volunteers that have signed up,
okay,
to monitor Democratic heavy polling locations.
Okay.
Because, you know, they're going to vote 5 and 6 right. times.
Absolutely. If you drive by a polling station and there are non-white people there, you better go. You better check it out
and take pictures of everyone so you can compare them because they all look alike.
God.
On the website, now it says.
Yeah, we did talk about that. Like, what do these guys have to do? Okay, they go do all this fucking surveillance, right? And then what do? They all get together at one location and start comparing pictures? I thought I saw this guy at this one, and maybe here's him voting again.
It's a black one with a hoodie. I had one too.
God, can you imagine the stupidity?
So on the website, it now says, you must not, one,
yes,
speak or encourage anyone else to speak to any voter before he goes into a polling place about God. Anything.
Yeah, don't talk to him.
Or who appears to be in line to vote or headed into a polling place. So you can't even walk up to the people in line. You got to give them and harass them as they're waiting in line, no matter how far they are away.
Leave me the fuck alone.
You can't speak to anyone within 100 feet of the entrance to the polling place. You cannot go inside a polling location for any reason other than to vote yourself.
Yes.
And when voting yourself inside a polling place, you cannot say or do anything not directly related to casting your vote. So if you're in there dilly-dallying and you're watching a couple of off-white humans who you think might be fucking with the system.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you can't
and leave.
Scream and start pointing.
By the way, I believe Lily Tomlin has a great suggestion of how to deal with a Trumpalo or what you're supposed to say.
she does.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure she has a few things to say.
Oh, yeah, bullshit. Who knows? Who knows what's up? I don't have a fucking idea. Oh, shut up. You shut the fuck up, too. God damn it. You fucked it up. God damn you. Fuck you.
There you go. There's a little list of things Lily Tomlin says you can use.
Oh, my God. I could listen to that all fucking night. And I love that she said that to it. I don't know why I love it, but she said it to the director on the set.
Sure.
Oh, my God.
She's a big star. She didn't put up with that shit, man.
So great.
God damn it. You fucked it up. God damn you.
You may not record by audio. This is, again, instructions for the Trumpanzees that were being amassed to go watch the brown people vote. You may not record by audio or video or any other method of sound or video reproduction the comments of anyone who has voted without that person's permission.
God, imagine you're this ill-behaved. Imagine you're this much of a shithead. Somebody has to write these things down for you. Don't bother someone? Are you kidding me?
Now, I thought at the Trump site that you were able to print some shit out, or maybe it was this one where you were able to like print out a I'm a Trump poll watcher badge kind of shit.
No,
but this says you may not wear or display any badge, button, or clothing that promotes any political candidate or party.
It's electioneering, right? You can't do that,
right?
Isn't that the term?
You may not photograph the conduct of voting or record the conduct of voting or of any voter in line to vote, no matter how far distant from a polling place. So they were telling people take pictures. You can't take pictures of people waiting in line to vote.
Could you imagine, dude? How heinous is this? You're a person of color. You're standing in fucking line.
Without their permission.
Yeah. And some idiot Trumpalo is just clicking pictures on their iPhone or something. Oh, my God.
Again, only of brown people. And we had that one old guy that they interviewed who had signed up who said, well, I'm going to be doing racial profiling. I'm going to be looking at the Mexicans and the black people because those are the ones that cheat. I mean, that's basically what he said.
What kind of intelligence level are we dealing with? It's so stupid. I just hate this. I don't know what else to do other than say these people are fucking idiots.
They're so dumb and they're so scared. and really an eternity of ball twisting and click crushing to all those who think that it's okay to fleece these dumb people.
Oh, yeah.
They're leaders. The Republican leaders.
Yeah,
I mean,
they don't give a shit.
You know, you got to feel sorry for some of these people on one level. I watched a thing where, I forget his name now, but he's a CNN dude.
Yes.
And
is this Don Lemon?
No. He's black, though.
Right.
But he went to a heavy Trump area, went and sat down with some Trump voters.
Yes.
Who are these kind of middle class white voters that used to vote Democrat, but are now voting Trump.
What the fuck?
And he was trying to
figure it out.
Well, yeah. And he said, you know, usually we do a lot of talking about each other, but not talking to each other and stuff like that. And it was interesting. I saw these people a little bit more as human, scared humans, but it boils down to economics. Our jobs are gone. They've closed all of our livelihoods.
And that's why they're voting for Donald.
But they list these things and then they say, because of all the regulations.
Oh, God.
Like, you know, I agree with them. I'm like, yes, it's the economy. Yes, they're taking your jobs away. Yes, business is fleeing the country and things like that. But it ain't because of overregulation.
It's not because we're allowing it to happen.
But that's what they've been fleeced to believe, that it's the evil government. The Republican Party the last 50 years has been government equals evil.
Right. But it's corporations.
Yes. I mean, yes.
Don't you think, though, God, if I meet somebody and they say, hey, I'm voting Trump, in my mind, I have to be like, now you have to prove to me that you're not a racist. And I know that's proving a negative, but Jesus fucking Christ.
That's the way it kind of is.
I mean, how can you have any black friends, any gay friends, and remotely think voting for
Trump?
Well, they don't. What do you
mean? I mean, they don't have black. Oh,
that's true.
They don't have black friends. That's part of the problem, is they're so insulated.
My theory doesn't make any fucking sense. You're right. They don't have any black friends or any gay friends.
And the people that this guy interviewed, I mean, they just seem like very nice people I grew up with, the normal middle class, hardworking Midwest white folk.
Maybe they don't read the news or something.
And when he brought up the fact, he said, no, I'm not saying this. He said, but there's a large perception that this is what Trump voters are.
Right.
Racist, hate immigrants. And they were all like, no. But when they got to the immigrant issue, again, they're like, we don't hate immigrants. We hate illegals.
God.
They're taking all the jobs. Which,
no, they aren't.
They're not. If you tomorrow were somehow magically able to give every hate-filled Republican a boner in this country and wave a magic wand and make all the illegals poof and disappear, reappear back in their countries of origin, suddenly the job market would not fling open. The factories in West Virginia ain't going to open again. Your factory...
They aren't taking your job.
Right. Your mom and pop store is not being closed because somebody crossed the border to try to feed their family.
Yeah, the corporations are taking your fucking job.
There you go. Because profits at all cost.
Why is that so hard for them to accept?
They don't get it. When it could all be, much of it could be solved by turning around and taxing the fuck out of the rich and taxing the fuck out of corporations.
Yes. But
problems solved.
But fuck everyone. It's those illegal fucking immigrants taking my fucking job.
But they're so fleeced by this American dream. I forget who the quote is, and I'm going to fuck it up too. But that American poor people are different because they're all convinced that they're just temporarily disadvantaged millionaires. Something like that. Like
Donald Trump affords them a little hope, right? They're like, I can be like Trump.
Yeah, the evil capitalist system fucked with the American dream, which used to be, I can work hard doing anything, pumping gas.
Yes.
Look at Mayberry RFD, and there were guys who made a living that you would pull into their the gas station that they didn't own, and they right. would pump your gas and wipe your tires down and wipe your windshield. And I don't know if you tipped them or not, but that person was able to earn enough money to yes. live, eat, maybe have a crotch spawn or two.
But you know what? The shitty thing that's been done, those fucking service jobs have been demonized. That's it. Yeah, they've been demonized.
And by the evil capitalists, because they've been sucking more and more out. They want more and more. You can't. What do you mean we're paying this person a pension? He stopped working for us.
Good God.
What do you mean time off? What do you mean sick pay? Who's going to run that widget machine?
And look what they're doing in Europe. They got that mandatory vacation.
Well, there you go.
And all those surveys, you know, determine right. everybody's happiness levels. Over there, it's off the fucking chart. That guy and over that, here, we're miserable.
That guy that I'm hoping that the European model spreads farther
Hello?
And not the other way, or not this fucking American model of evil capitalism. But that Michael Moore interviewed a Italian gazillionaire who has all these factories and stuff like that, and he said, well, what do you feel about the mandates from the government, like 35-hour work weeks and six-week paid vacation? Six-week paid vacation for everybody.
Right.
Everybody in Italy, no matter what job you work at McDonald's. Yeah. Right? You get 6 weeks of paid vacation. Yeah. And family leave and just all the great things that all the socialist liberals have fought for and labor died for.
How has that shit been demonized? It's insane. Right. It's nuts.
But he asked this guy, who is, I'm sure, an evil capitalist, but a European evil capitalist. And he said, you know, if you fought to get rid of those things and fought to get rid of all these benefits and stuff, you could make a lot more profits. And make a lot more money. And the Italian guy said, he laughed at him, and his family laughed at Michael Moore kind of, and said, well, I already have three houses.
Yeah, what
and
more
I have
do I
four
need?
Cars and a giant boat. What more do I need? And say that to one of these evil fuck
oh my God.
Goldman Sachs cunts.
Oh yeah, they
or any of these banker assholes, or Trump, or half of these Trump supporters who think greed is good. And what do you mean? You have enough? What? What do you mean? And that's the problem. Is the paradigm with American world corporations is, it's not make some money and do good for society. It's increase profit. Fuck society,
oh, yeah.
Fuck the environment.
From behind.
Fuck people, fuck the future, fuck everything, as long as the corporate entity upticks in profits for the next quarter.
It's disgusting.
We've talked about how they lose their minds if profits go down. Not they start losing money. They're still making money. Profit.
Is it this?
But if the profit doesn't go up more, it's a failure. What's going on? Why did Apple's profits not go up last time?
Yeah.
Well, how about Apple just is good with making $40 billion a year, and maybe they stop there.
And everybody,
what's wrong with
everybody
that?
Everybody has an iPhone. What more do you fucking want? It's that Monopoly board bullshit. Mm-hmm. We've talked about that before. If something evil happens to your brain, it's like a video game mentality. You just want a high score. You just want to rack up cash.
Right.
For what purpose?
Those Coke cunts. What purpose of them going from $40 billion to $100 billion in a
no
couple of years
clue.
is makes them
how is their life
better humans? Well, and what makes them better humans than us? Because
our
system is set up that if you have money, you can fail upwards, a la Orange Schittler. Right?
Yes, absolutely.
Born into wealth. Squandered it several times, yet still was able to screw people, fuck people, take advantage of poor people and our system, and still end up with a couple bill, maybe.
Right.
But still a rich, opulent, tacky dickwad.
To me, one of the grossest things about the tacky dickwad orange face is that all those people that he hired to do work, and he didn't fucking pay them.
Still.
And when they wanted to get paid, he was like, well, we'll renegotiate and I'll pay you this. 80% of what I was going to pay you. And they're like, you could sue me.
Because I'm rich and You can't afford to fight me.
Like, that is such an ugly person.
Right?
That is such... Right? It's deplorable, and they are. I don't know.
We haven't heard this voice in a while. On the O'Reilly Factor.
Oh, my God.
Here's a little bit of O'Reilly on Fox.
Now, he's anti-Trump or pro-Trump right now?
I think he's still kind of pro-ish Trump, but okay. When he talks to Trump still, he's like, you know, come on, do you think you should really say that kind of a thing, you know? Yeah. But don't you think that that's not a great thing to say?
What a piece of shit.
Come on, Don. Here is Bill O'Reilly talking with the Queen of Wasilla herself.
Ah, shit.
I can see Russia.
Sarah Palin.
Donald Trump speaking in Michigan this evening. Just wrapped up a few minutes ago in a personal story segment tonight. We're pleased to have Sarah Palin, who, as everybody knows, ran for vice president in 2008 on a McCain ticket. And she also is in Michigan, Detroit, where she's working for Donald Trump. So do you have a prediction for us on Tuesday, Governor?
Well, if Trump wins, then America wins. And, I heard you speaking with the guests a little bit earlier, asking if the Trump momentum had stopped. And I'm thinking, you're not in Michigan then, because they are hot, hot, hot for Trump. And they-
Oh, my God.
Singing hot, hot, hot.
Oh, my fucking Christ.
They are hot, hot, hot for Trump.
Jesus.
The Trump momentum had stopped, and I'm thinking, you're not in Michigan then, because they are hot, hot, hot for Trump. And they here, desiring so much to be that comeback state, they understand that it's someone from the private sector who needs to get in there and shrink government and allow industry to really get revved up again. And that's what these Michigan folks are looking for.
Well, she's a cartoon character. She became a cartoon character.
She really did.
Because she did not talk like that when McCain first foiced her upon
us. Is she kind of imitating what Tina Fey does?
It almost seems like that.
Just the same way Donald Trump does that shit with Alec Baldwin. Yeah. Like he
Wrong.
They're turning into their parents.
Right.
The polls say Clinton's up by 5, but he's given a big shot. And remember, I remember interviewing you 8 years ago. And you wanted to campaign in Michigan, but the McCain people said you could not. And, of course, the state went to Barack Obama. Do you feel and are you willing to make a prediction that Trump will carry Michigan this time around?
There's no reason why he wouldn't. There are these Reagan Democrats here.
That's not a prediction. There's no reason why he wouldn't.
Blue collar, hardworking Americans. Maybe they're Democrat, but they so want that positive change for their businesses, for that industry to be ushered in. And,
at this Trump Pence event, I'm going to give you one word to describe the crowd I can see behind her.
I'm ready.
Go.
I'm going to say white.
Ding, 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 ding,
oh,
ding,
shit.
Ding.
To people all day.
Well, didn't you put up
maybe they all have hoods on.
Did you put up that, polls are showing that in Wisconsin, Trump has 0% of the African-American
vote.
None. Americans, maybe they're registered Democrat, but they so want that positive change for their businesses, for that industry to be ushered in. And, speaking to people all day today, there is so much enthusiasm for that positive change. So, you know, the polls, like I've said before, Bill, polls are only good for strippers and cross-country skiers. What?
Polls are only good for strippers or cross-country skiers.
Yeah, at first I was like, why does a fucking cross-country skier need a pole? But it's a ski pole that you used to balance yourself with. Right. I just didn't. Right.
No, it's a new event.
God.
They got rid of the biathlon, the gun part. You have to ski.
Oh, yeah.
You ski and then you do.
You fish.
You have to do thigh grabs on the poles and spin. Yes. Yeah. You have to dance to 70s disco.
Like I've said before, Bill, polls are only good for strippers and cross-country skiers.
Oh,
what matters, of course, is 2 days from now, the getting out the vote effort, making sure these Reagan Democrats and independent Michigan folks and Republicans
are you gonna
get
stay
out there
in Michigan?
And get out of there.
Okay,
she's impossible to fucking talk to. And you know what? I'm listening to her, and she is vomiting out shit she's heard over and over again.
She's doing Tina Fey doing her.
Yes. Her voice is like so exaggerated.
Oh, yeah.
People like that, man. People like that. I got somebody I'm related to, and this person isn't stupid. Very smart person.
Like Sarah Palin?
I've heard her say, you know, I like her. I watch a reality show and I like her. You've met this person. And, you know.
Offline. Yeah. Let me know who this person is.
But, like, you know, I just don't know. Because I don't want to. I'll never ask the question, what do you like about her? Because I don't want to go down that road. Because they're either not going to be able to.
No, she tells it like it. We can check
them off.
She tells
it like
it is. She tells it like it is. She's not a regular politician. Blah, blah, blah. She's a sacker, ma'am.
Which a lot of that is true. She is not a regular politician.
Right.
Yeah. Nothing regular about it. She tells her kid to stand on the fucking dog so she can take a picture of
him. Well, I don't think she told him to. I think she.
So what?
I think the crime there was not telling the child to get off the dog.
The fucking dog.
It was running to get your stupid cell phone.
Do you think does Donald Trump have any pets?
God, I can't imagine.
There's no fucking way. I mean, can you
picture, he's a germaphobe, isn't he?
You picture Donald with a dog?
Yeah, I can't imagine some poodle scooting across the carpet up there 80 floors up on Trump Plaza.
Oh, no.
And Melania be like, oh, the dog, and she's on the carpet.
God damn. I can picture him like accidentally, quote unquote, letting the cat out.
And grabbing it.
Oh, yes. Right. Oh, be careful with the pussy.
Today, in a speech, they're asking, there's a couple headlines out there. He was speaking in Michigan.
Fuck you.
And they said it was kind of a throwaway line in a stream of consciousness riff about the state of the auto industry.
Oh my God.
Sunday night, Donald Trump claimed that 5 years ago he was honored as Man of the Year in Michigan.
Was he?
Well, nobody can figure out what he's talking about.
Okay.
Doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Right.
But like the HuffPost says here, there's no apparent record of it happening.
You know,
People who know aren't confirming.
Right.
The HuffPost says it looks through various search engines, newspaper archives. It's only 5 years ago, right? He says, not like it was the mid-80s.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
this
was
5 years ago. The David Fahrenholt, they checked with him,
uh-oh,
who they know has...
This
flayed
guy.
Donald, every layer of that onion.
How happy was Dave and Fahrenholt to look into this shit?
Fahrenholt says he never heard of it.
Who knows?
They even asked the Michigan governor's office.
Okay.
Rick Snyder, busy poisoning black kids.
Well, why does anybody ask him about anything?
They have no record of it.
Right.
Trump campaign has not responded. The Detroit News has a list of Michiganians of the year. Trump was never on it. Not from Michigan, by the way. Michigan Chamber of Commerce, they said.
Yes.
They don't have a Man of the Year award.
Okay.
And looking through Trump's Twitter archive.
Yes.
He never tweeted about winning something like that. You know he would tweet the out of a Man of the Year award.
Fucking please. He would love it.
Now they found, this is how crazy shit is. This is how crazy. This guy just tossed out there, oh, I love Michigan. I was Man of the Year here in 2005 or 5 years
ago. I don't even know what that is. What kind of lying is that? Someone must have told him he was Man of the Year when in fact he wasn't.
No, they've nitpicked so much that they found 2008.
Okay.
A reference to Trump, but this is in New Jersey. It was a report about his golf course, and the story noted that the United Services Organization chose Trump as its 2002 Man of the Year, but that has nothing
That's 2002.
With Michigan.
And it was 2008, right? Supposedly he was Man of the Year.
Right, and that's a USO award. It's USO, the Army, the USO.
Yeah. Maybe
it's
like
an entertainment award he got.
Yeah. Maybe somebody sent him a notice that was fake just to fuck with him as a joke.
Well,
now
in 2015,
okay,
WorldNet Daily named Trump its 2015 Man of the Year.
But that's 7 years off. And, you know, it's WorldNet Daily.
Time Magazine named him as in the running. for last year.
Horse, you're fucking horse. Really? Did they really?
Well, but you don't have to be a good person to be man of the year. You just have to be the most influential.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
I mean, Hitler would have been man of the year.
Absolutely.
So anyway, they just go through all these little nitpicky things.
And he's lying.
So it's just another thing. It's like, did he just make up a fucking award that he was given? And why would you do that? What is wrong with you?
Who in Michigan voted? What did he do in 2008 that was so fucking great? The people in Michigan were like, oh, Trump should be man of the year
2011.
Anyway. Oh, it was 2011.
5 years ago. Yeah, this other shit happened in 2008 in Jersey.
Got it.
But there's no... Why would you...
I don't know.
I don't
know.
I don't get it.
There's no evidence. There's nothing.
It's just so sad. It's that narcissism that... Look at how great I am. I've been talking about myself for 2 minutes now. And by the way, did you know I was man of the year?
Maybe for... Father's Day, Eric got him a mug that said, like, best dad ever. And in his mind...
One of those little plastic trophies.
He just transposed it in his mind where, oh, now I'm Michigan man of the year.
Yeah. I don't know.
Because I get, like, you've seen him talk. We've watched him at these rallies. And
sure.
When he's in interviews and shit like that, it seems like... When he doesn't have an idea of what to say, or maybe he's losing the argument or his point's not being made, he gets nervous and he just starts talking so quickly.
Right.
I just think he lies. I think he's used to in those moments just saying bullshit. And then somehow, I'm man of the year in 2011 pops out. I don't know.
We talked about Fahrenthold over at the WAPO, but also another shiv in the orange taint has been Kurt Eichenwald over at the BuzzFeed.
Nine.
And Kurt Eichenwald started a tweet storm today, and he is now up to number 129. He's been tweeting all morning. And I'm just scrolling down here.
Yes.
The tweets. Today I will be reviewing in periodic tweets the findings of my 6 months of investigations on Trump.
Oh, wow.
If you wish to argue martial facts. And then he starts off. Number one, Trump lied to Congress that he was not meeting with any Indian casino executives. When documents and sworn statements show he was. Boom. Two, Trump testified under oath that he was willing to claim success on something even when he knows his claim is false.
God.
Number three, Deutsche Bank concluded Trump net worth at $788 million when he was publicly claiming and told banks that he was worth multiple billions.
God.
Number four, Trump said under oath that he determines his net worth based on how he feels. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's kind of a how I feel at the moment because, you know.
He's got a mood ring.
Number five, while Trump suggests he has an MBA from prestigious Wharton Graduate School,
yes.
He only attended undergraduate program for 2 years. He has no MBA.
So why the fuck?
He says, I went to... He never says he hints. He never said I got an MBA. But he says, I went to the most prestigious graduate school out there.
But he didn't finish.
Correct.
So why even bring it up? I mean, it's odd.
Don't ask me.
And why does he lie to embellish who he is? I mean.
I went to Trinity College in Dublin.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
You walked there?
A couple hours I was there.
You know
it's
what?
It's a great place. It's beautiful. I looked up my grandmother's name.
Sure. Years ago, I went and saw the Cubs play live in Wrigleyville, but, I didn't play shortstop.
Right.
I watched the shortstop.
I'm just going to read a few more.
God,
Trump's first project given to him by his dad lost money. According to state records, Trump has publicly lied that it made money.
Sad.
Number seven, Trump's second project was a Broadway show. It bombed, closing after 96 performances.
What show?
He lost his investment.
What show? Was this Broadway show? What do you mean? Was it like a one-man show he was doing where he just talks or he invested
I'm sure
fucking
he just
musical?
Paid for it.
Good Christ.
According to Trump was 23 at the time.
Okay.
Trump offered to pay half of $140,000 cost of Broadway producer David Black next Broadway production in return for teaching him the Broadway ropes. Trump had no experience. Black agreed to put Trump's name over the title.
Oh, my God.
Though under his own. It was a comedy titled Paris Is Out. It starred Sam Levine, best known as the original Nathan Detroit in Guys and Dolls.
Okay.
And Molly Picon, a Yiddish theater star best known for playing Yenta in the movie Fiddler on the Roof.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It says Brooks Atkinson Theater under the direction of James and Joseph Niederlander. David Black, in association with Donald J. Trump, presents.
God.
It ran 16 previews, 96 regular, lost both of their investments, and closed. So there you go. But he wanted to learn the ropes. He's always wanted to be a big star.
Yeah, he wants
to be Hollywood Don.
He doesn't want to walk around with a clipboard and a highlighter, checking shit off, actually producing something. He just wants to go to the fucking after party, hang out with actors, and bang chorus girls.
His claim that his dad gave him only $1 million is a lie. His trust fund was $1 million. Dad gave him $10.4 million for a bogus consulting job.
Oh, man.
Guaranteed a $70 million loan.
Oh, my God.
Got him $35 million in credit.
Oh, shit.
Laundered a $3.3 million, laundered $3.5 million to Don in an illegal casino deal.
Oh, shit.
And loaned him $7.5 million more, which was never repaid. So this is, I'm a self-made man.
Who? What? How is this guy?
I'm a smart businessman. Hand over the keys to the country to me.
He's a fucking liar. And we're just talking about the financial stuff.
Right.
He's like putting his hands on people's vaginas when they don't want him to. There's also that.
When he built Taj Mahal, the casino, he testified under oath to New Jersey, that he would only use bank loans and not junk bonds. No bank loan ended up lending him money, so he used junk bonds.
Okay, well.
Trump's three casinos all competed with each other, which is why no banks would give him loans.
Why the fuck would you do that as a business person anyway?
The Taj Mahal took business from his other two casinos, crippling all, because he can get out and lose money, but still flip it and end up making money.
Oh,
the
okay.
business loses money. Don the con gets out and makes money on the deal.
Oh, okay. I see.
That's how it works in America.
Jesus. Let's have him be president. Is he gonna flip America and sell it off to somebody? Oh, yeah.
After Trump's top casino executives died in an accident, Trump took over running them. Large numbers of executives quit because of his management.
Who? What accident?
I don't know.
This is all so fucking weird.
And I'm only on number 15. I've skipped a few. And this goes on. Like I said, he's been doing it all day, and he's up to now number 129.
Right.
Number 129 is 21 minutes ago. NATO allies have begun assembling intel files, including from Russian informants, about Trump out of fear he is compromised.
Oh, my God.
So our allies.
Yes.
Have been sending their spooks to investigate Trump because they're worried.
He's an agent.
That Uncle Nipples' schlong is tickling Don's prostate.
Donald's an asset. He could be an asset to the Russian government.
Ding.
To the KGB or whatever the fuck they have. Lovely. But Hillary's email server. God, you're all fucking stupid.
Trump's people actually did destroy evidence.
Okay.
In a lawsuit, critical question was what Trump knew before January 2001. All emails before that date were destroyed before plaintiffs could get a hold of them.
Oh, okay.
Trump execs filed a sworn statement that no email server existed before 2001, which was a lie because they later admitted they destroyed the emails.
Maybe they went back in time and destroyed the emails, making it not exist.
Not only did Trump Company destroy emails sought in litigation under court order, they erased the backup tapes. So, I mean, this is just 100 things in here. And it all goes back to, you've seen on social medias all over, they'll have lists like this. And then on the other side, it'll say Hillary's emails.
You know,
Trump cheated this guy, Hillary's emails. Trump did this, Hillary's right. emails. Trump raped this, Hillary's
oh,
emails.
I saw that.
Trump
you,
did
you
this.
Put that on crowd
yeah,
diving.
Hillary's
it's so
emails.
Stupid.
And that's what it keeps coming back to. They can't even jump on Benghazi anymore.
Oh, no.
Although I saw somebody put a comment the other day that said butcher of Benghazi.
Right.
Called her the butcher of Benghazi.
See, man,
the butcher of Benghazi.
But the way Trump and all these fucking T-Billy leaders have conditioned these GOP loons, that anytime you give an explanation as to what actually happened, they just say, see,
right.
it's more liberal media. It's the liberals spinning it. It's part of their master plan to fleece you.
So, you know, the other night, Hillary Clinton had a... star-studded performance in Cleveland. The awesome Beyonce.
Oh, yes. Illuminati.
Queen
member.
Of the Illuminati, apparently. Sure. Apparently, they let black people in.
What?
And Jay-Z.
Oh, yes.
Performed.
Also of the Illuminati.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And, well, Trump, bafflingly,
yes,
yesterday was... talking in North Carolina.
Fuck you.
And he can't believe the language that was used,
oh
Ryan.
God. You know what his problem with Jay-Z and Beyonce really is?
They're black?
Trump, well, no. Trump has been trying for years to get into this Illuminati. And they won't let
him in.
They
don't like him, yeah.
Because he's such a fucking asshole.
They used the dirtiest language the other night.
Oh, my God.
Many of the people left. They're political people. They heard words they had never heard before. I won't even address the words because then the crooked media will say, did you hear what Donald Trump said today? Those words were disgusting. If I ever said those words that Jay-Z said or that Beyonce said the other night, you know what happened to me? The reinstitution of the electric chair.
Oh, yes. How insensitive. And yeah, the thing is, people are actually dying in the electric chair, you dumbass.
Wearing on the campaign trail, using the A word, the S word, the D word, the F.
This is a dude from NBC.
What is the A word?
Asking. Asshole, maybe?
I don't know, yeah.
Asking Donald Trump at a press conference. Well, wait a minute. I'll translate. You're shitting on Beyonce.
Okay.
But have you heard the shit that comes out of your mouth?
Right.
The D word, the F word.
Listen, your motherfucker.
He gets the nomination. Oh, they're
going to
sue his
ass.
She said he's a put.
Is that presidential? Are you embarrassed by that?
I'll be honest.
Are you offending people?
I saw it.
I was a little.
So,
God damn it.
Better than any ad I've ever taken.
A lot of parents are wondering.
Say it again.
A lot of parents are trying to figure out how to explain some of the language they're hearing on the campaign.
Oh, you're so politically correct. You're so beautiful. Oh, look at you. You've never heard a little bad, little off language.
What would you say,
so
parent? So this was in March
right.
when he was shitting on that dude from MSNBC who was well, you know, the language you're using, some people are saying it ain't great. Oh, listen to your language. Listen to the language.
He's going to make a joke out of you.
Here he is in North Carolina saying, did you hear the language from those from Jay-Z?
God, his supporters are so fucking dumb, man.
And they've done the over at Mother Jones. We have this little compilation.
Ooh.
I think it's a disgusting thing that he said. And I could tell you, I would not use that word. But it's political bullshit. She said he's a pussy.
They're ripping the shit out of the sea.
We can't get a fucking school built in Brooklyn.
You're not going to raise that fucking price. You understand?
I'm going to bomb the shit out of them. Listen, you motherfuckers, we're going to tax you 25%. What's the difference between a wet raccoon and Donald J. Trump's hair? A wet raccoon doesn't have $7 billion fucking dollars in the bank.
That's from his Comedy Central roast, which I'll cut him slack for. But the other things, was him at conventions. It was him during the campaign.
Fucking
the fire.
Fuck you.
But listen to those thugs and that nasty language they used.
Ugh. It's locker room talk. He's right. It's locker room talk. If you go to a gym in a white elitist, very rich health club. Yeah. You're sitting around with other rich white people. Look at fucking $7 billion fucking dollars in the fucking bank. What a fucking bore.
A few more minutes here on the big show. We've got, he also, let me see what's this.
Fucking.
For fuck's sake.
Because without Jay-Z and Beyonce and all of these people.
Listen to that herd of white buffalo booing.
All of these people.
Boo. Jay-Z and Beyonce. Boo. Why the fuck do they, what do they know about Jay-Z and Beyonce?
Nothing. They know zero.
Other than she may take off her clothes a little bit too much.
They probably listen to their music and like it.
Or they probably, not Jay-Z.
Well.
They'll listen to Beyonce and like
right.
it. Right. But. They lose their fucking minds on Jay-Z, but her music is poppy. They're probably mad. They're still mad about the fact that her halftime show unfurled a big giant banner that said "Kill all the cops,"
right?
Which it didn't, but to them it did because they felt that it was anti-cop, because it was pro Black Lives Matter.
Well, you see, again, I don't think. We have to do a better job of explaining the Black Lives Matter movement to these idiots.
How?
I don't know.
We've tried.
I think we should wait for them to die and just talk to their corpse.
This is them booing.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, my language is much, much cleaner, as you know, than Jay-Z and Beyonce. Boy.
God. I'll so fucking racist.
Rewind. If you're listening to us as a podcast, rewind. A minute and a half, and yes. You'll be able to hear Donald saying fuck.
You.
Yeah.
Did you hear what, I mean, honestly, did you hear that the other night? And so many people were insulted, they left. Because she can't draw a crowd. So she gets stars, but they were so insulted. You know?
Because she can't draw a crowd. He's
Beyonce?
Talking about Hillary. No, Hillary.
Oh, okay.
So
I'm
she
sorry.
Gets stars.
Yes.
Can't bring them in like he does.
Right, sure.
You know, they're political people. They went in to hear a political something. And they hear the worst words, the worst language ever. So they mostly left. By the time Hillary was left to speak, there was practically nobody there. But that's okay. That's okay.
I'm still losing my mind over that. The fact that he went after Obama.
Oh, about the way Obama dealt with the heckler?
About Obama dealing with a heckler. And somebody put together... it's on our Facebook. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving.
Yes.
A side-by-side image or a side-by-side videos of Donald J.
Boo.
And talking to his crowd last night or a couple nights ago about how awful Obama was to this guy, interspersed with the actual incident to which Don the Con was referring.
Yes.
And 0.0... reality.
Oh my God.
And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Is the terrifying part. It doesn't seem to matter. You could catch him saying today is Tuesday.
Yeah, you know, right. It's got to be the racism. With
so much. Yeah.
It's got to be the fact that finally the alt-right or maybe these people that are just, I don't know, amateur racists. They're just like, hey, here's
your amateur.
You know, they're not as into it as right. They don't have a hood. Sure, they hate black people.
They might have made the semis in conference in high school. Right.
Right.
Where you're waving the stars and bars around.
But they're like, this is our guy. And so it doesn't matter what you say about him, because at the core you're like, oh God, he's a fucking racist, and I'm worried about my white, stupid fucking European culture.
So Trump shocked.
So gross.
Shocked, I say.
Shocker.
By the
language of Beyonce and Jay-Z. Can you
believe it? The poo-poo face language.
Oh, fuck off. Imagine what this guy says. Imagine what Trump says in the steam room. He's talking about pussy and grabbing shit and fuck.
Yeah, there's so much going on. Today is the day before Election Day. Tomorrow, we haven't finalized our plans. We don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, yes.
We will probably... Are we going to do a show at the regular time if we also do a show...
No, I think if we do an election night show, it should only be on election night.
Right. So we may or may not be back.
Stay tuned.
Here's the thing. Check our social medias and everything. And if at 2 p.m. tomorrow we're live, that means we're not going to do one at night. But we also may try to jump in.
Right.
And do some actual election coverage probably after 7 p.m. our time, because that's when the polls close here. And I think they're closed everybody everywhere else by then.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We're on California time, baby.
Right.
We're a bunch of dirty, hippie, commie, pinko liberals.
So that would be 10.
10 Eastern?
10 p.m. Eastern time, right?
Oh, that might be interesting. Wouldn't the late be? Show.
So we might do that tomorrow night. As the election results are right. coming in, it'd be really cool if they're quick.
Yes. it's going to be quick. There's just no fucking way.
Yeah, don't anticipate, you know, an all-nighter. We're not MSNB fancy.
Oh, no, no.
But it is quite possible that we might do a couple hours and follow
Absolutely.
The wait for... Hopefully, I'm thinking, you know, it's just going to be, we wait for Florida. It's probably going to be, as much as I hate that, it seems like, again, we're waiting for Florida.
What about Pennsylvania, man? Isn't that a...
Yeah, I mean, Pennsylvania up in the, less up in the air. Trump is crowing more about, who knows? Who knows? If it's a Brexit day, like they're all predicting.
Brexit.
Maybe we'll be saying congratulations to Donald. Tomorrow at
right.
this time.
Fuck that.
So, check back here. Don't
As they
forget,
say on the Rachel Maddow show, watch this space.
Watch this space. Right? Here's the rest of this little clip of Trump.
See, and we do this, all of these thousands. And by the way, there are thousands and thousands of people outside trying to get in. Thousands. You've got thousands of cars are lined up 3 miles down the road. It's crazy. And you know the beauty of this crowd? It's without a guitar. There's no guitar. There's no pianos. You know what it is? It's making America great.
Meanwhile, he did manage to... there was another event.
Yeah. I was going to say, when he said that, was he actually sitting at a piano holding a guitar?
Wow, this American dream is pretty intense. Look at the bags under my eyes. I got spare ammo in the bags under my eyes.
Oh, my God.
At a Trump rally was Ted Nugent, and there's a GIF file of Ted Nugent saying, Michigan has the hardest working shit kickers mankind has ever known. And said, I got your blue state right here, and grabbed his ball sack.
Oh, how lovely.
On stage.
He's got bullets in his eye bags. That's kind of funny.
I got your blue state right here. Black and blue.
God.
Each and every one of you have only 24 hours to convince the numbnuts that you know that you can't vote for criminals. You can't vote for liars. What? You can't vote for scam artists.
Why am I listening to a guy that does hard rock where all the lyrics are about, like, fucking underage girls? That's Ted Nugent.
Lyrics?
Yeah.
Jailbait is Jailbait. The title of one of his songs.
What a creep.
Jailbait.
No wonder he's friends with Trump.
Also Joe Piscopo was out.
Oh, God.
Stumping.
Who is
Trump.
That? Who the fuck
so
is that?
We, I'm joking. The Democrats have the king and queen of the Illuminati.
Right.
Most of Hollywood. Me. Most sane people on the whole fucking goddamn planet.
We got goddamn Barbara fucking Streisand.
And they got Chachi.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to think.
What's
Joe
his name?
Piscopo.
Scott Baio, yeah.
Joe Piscopo and Chachi.
We got Henry Winkler. We got the Fonz! And you got Chachi, you bitches.
Right.
What do you think about that?
Join us. We're about done here. Don't forget to follow us on all of our social medias, ladies and gentlemen. If you're going to buy anything from Amazon, I mean, go through our Amazon hole. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, it gives us a little help, a little tickle here. Helps us keep the screaming liberal media going.
We get paid.
I guess we can get ready to bail on this
right
pop stand here.
Have fun voting tomorrow.
Get out and fucking vote. Fuck. Get out and vote. Get out and vote. Get out and vote. God damn it. Get out and vote, ladies and gentlemen. No matter where you are, grab somebody else that's registered and get them out to vote, because the more the merrier.
But don't grab them by the pussy.
Right. We'll probably be back tomorrow around 7 p.m. Pacific. But check all of our social medias. Don't forget iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com for this episode and all the past episodes and all the other stuff that we have on our awesome network. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, his Instagram feed, at RatedRComedy, or to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram, at Vile Experience, oh so freaking Vile.
We are back tomorrow, Election Day. It's over tomorrow, everybody. Get the fuck out and vote.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.